Welcome to Speak the Word Live with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. This is a program of prayer, encouragement, and discovering the power in Scripture. If you have a special need or desire healing in your body, call in now and let Pastor Joe pray with you and for you. Call us at 757-222-3705. That's 757-222-3705. Now, with today's edition of Speak the Word Live, here's Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining me today on Speak the Word Live. I'm your host, Joanne Ramsey, and you are listening to Speak the Word Live, and I'm excited to be here today. I have an awesome guest with me today that I know that we just have a good program lined up for you, and I believe it's really going to bless you. But before we get started, I'm going to ask my guest, Lois Gallo, if she will just open in prayer and just pray that the Lord's will be done in what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are here and your Holy Spirit is with us today. We know that you know the needs of all the people that are listening today. You know the heart cries. You know what answers they need in their lives. They know what hope and encouragement and what word exactly they need to be spoken into their life today. And we trust that you will guide our conversation today and put your words in our mouths so that this program will be about you and about how you want to wrap your arms of love around the listeners today and not about us. In your name we pray and thank you in advance. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lois. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to speak into your lives today. And we just truly, truly, sincerely pray that we will speak something today through the words that the Lord has given to both of us that will minister to you and that will bless you. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce my special guest, the one that just opened with such a nice prayer, Lois Gallo. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
It's good.
Glad to be
you.
Back.
It is. That's right. This is your second time back. It's good to have you back, too. Let me tell you just a little bit about Lois, and then we're going to get started on some of the things that the Lord's put in both our spirits to talk to you about today. Lois attended Bible College in Toronto, Tyndall University. She also graduated with a degree in Christian education. Lois tells me that she's always been fascinated her whole life with why people do the things that they do, and that she has spent much of her time studying to help people to think right so they can live well, so that they can live the abundant life in all the areas that Jesus came to give us. You know, he tells us over in John 10:10 that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but Jesus says he come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. Lois is the author of several books. I don't have the titles all of them with me right now, but I do know that she has recently completed a book titled Miracle Zone, God at Work, and I just love that title, Lois. I think it's an awesome title, and I think it's just going to go right into some of the things that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, God is always at work in us, and one day when I was passing by a construction zone, I saw the sign Construction Zone Men at Work, and I thought, oh, wow, that's how God works in our lives. You know, we're his workmanship, and, you know, we're all a piece of work in one way or another. And so to see how God moves in our life and how he works in us is an exciting thing to me. And that when I looked at the stories of my life, I saw a big picture, like from a helicopter view, when I went up and saw all the different key defining moments in my life where God had really showed up. It just grabbed me, and I said, I've got to write this book, and this has got to be the title for it. So I finished the writing of it. Now it's in the editing stage, and it'll be up on Amazon in a few months, I imagine.
Well, we're going to look forward to that. As a matter of fact, Saints, I've had the privilege of reading several chapters in it, and so I just know you're going to be thrilled to get your hands on it. As I said, I've read several portions of it, so I'm excited today because today we're going to talk about some of the chapters and some of the topics. I wouldn't even really call them topics. I would call them experiences that, you know, that you have the supernatural experiences with the Lord and with his angelic forces.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about. As a matter of fact, some of the topics that we're going to be discussing today are how he answers our prayers, Also, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit about how God guides and directs us, how to know God's will in certain situations. I find that's just really such a big one, Lois, that people are always asking me, and I'm sure you too, you know, how do you know what God's will is for you? And we're going to talk about that some today. We're also going to talk about aligning with God's will, prophesying in your life, plus prophetic acts, and when praying the prayer of faith and speaking out his will for you, okay? So, before we get started, I would like to remind you that this is a live call-in program. We welcome your phone calls. If you need prayer, we welcome that opportunity to pray with you or answer any questions that you might have. The call-in number here at WKQA is 757-222-3705. So if you have a request today for prayer or need ask a question or anything during the time that she and I are talking, please feel free to just pick up your phone and give us a call, okay? And I'm going to, like I said, I welcome Lois back, and we're just going to, as I stated earlier, we're going to be covering many things today, and I do truly believe that out of some of the things that we are going to be covering today, that you're going to be helped and blessed with it. You know, Lois, I noticed in your notes that you spoke about talking about who God says you are, developing the mind of Christ, thinking about what you're thinking about, speaking out the life that you want, and prophesying your life through words aligned to God's word. Would you like to elaborate on that some?
Sure. You know, what you speak, you get a lot of times, because what we give out comes back to us in ways, because people are always reacting to us. They're feeling our spirit and what is in our hearts subconsciously, and so they're reacting to that. So we have to be careful what we say, and what we say comes based on what we believe and what we focus on. So if we're watching soap operas all day long, you know, we're going to have a suspicious mind, and we're going to be acting suspiciously about everybody, or hating and jealousy, and all those kind of emotions are going to come out of it. But if we're feeding on positive things like the Word of God and believing God's promises for us and taking them, not just reading them over and having go in one ear and out the other, but if we're having it gel in our lives, meditating on it, having it sit in our hearts and become part of the fabric of who we are and how we think and believe, then we're going to let God's spirit of love, joy, peace, all the fruit of the spirit start coming into us, and then that's what's going to flow out of us, both in our words, our heart, our actions. So it's so important to believe what God says about you. And God doesn't say that, you know, you're some little worm and he doesn't care about you. He says that we are important. We are the apple of God's eyes.
Amen.
So if we have God's identity and picture of who he sees us as, then, and we embrace and accept that, then we realize that, you know, it's an amazing life that we can have. And all the promises that he speaks, if we pray those promises over him, that's going to answer a lot of, you know, what's the will of God in my life? Because things need to be lined up with what his will for us, what his word says, and the principles that bring love, joy, peace, and so on, that usher that in.
I totally agree with you. Speaking out, you know, the life you want, prophesying your life, and basically, what, in other words, really what we're saying here, when we're saying prophesying your life, is like Lois was just saying so nicely, is to speak out, decree and declare the things of God concerning your life, you know, your circumstances or your situation. You know, you might be in a trial today, you might be going through a trial of some sort today in your marriage, in your finances, in your health. But God has a word for each one of those, and he tells us in Corinthians to desire, to prophesy. And all prophesy is saying what God says. It's just saying what he says. So he wants you to, when you're prophesying over your life, as Lois was stating, what you're doing is you're speaking what God wants for you in all those situations. So we want to make sure that that we're speaking things that, also to keep in mind too, is that our thoughts. We have to work on renewing our mind. You know, God tells us to renew our mind. And so we were talking about thoughts earlier, that whatever you're thinking on is what you're going to speak. You know, and of course, the Bible tells us out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you want to make sure that you feed on God's word, that you meditate on God's word, so that when you do speak, what you do speak is going to bring forth a good harvest, and it's not going to bring forth something that you don't want in that. So, and another thing we want to talk to you about today is how he answers our prayers. Do you have any comments on that, Lois?
Well, believe it or not, God's answers are already there for you. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what you need before you even ask it. So everything is all lined up for the perfect time. He's waiting for you to ask and then to believe and accept it and get in agreement with who God says you are and what he has for you, those promises, like prophesying your life. So his answers, if you just knew what God's heart was for you, how much he delights to give things to you, like the Father. He is the Father. Imagine, as parents, you know, how much we love our children and want the best for them. We want good things for our children. That is the way our Father God is. We are the apple of his eyes, and he delights to give us good things. So he will answer our prayers with what is best for us. Now, sometimes things happen to us that we think, how can this happen? You know, how can a loving God allow this to happen? And what the good news is that, you know, we're not in a perfect world. You know, the prince of darkness rules this world, but God's kingdom, the spiritual kingdom, is higher than this worldly kingdom. And so we know that he rules, and he will only allow Satan's hand to go so far in our life, and then he is going to use that for his good in us. So it's not going to be stopped there. It's not going to be the end if something bad happens to us in life. It's a way of moving us to a different place in life so that God can have us positioned somewhere different than where we were, so that his purposes for us can be worked out. So it's really a blessing. And this is why we can rejoice no matter what happens. I mean, it seems strange that, you know, if you have a disease or a tragedy or something, you get fired from work or something, that you should be rejoicing. And yes, you have that certain natural grieving and questioning and hurting process, and you need to process your normal emotions. But overall, if you look at God's view, which is like way up there, like a helicopter view, and ask him, what does he see in this, and what is going on here, and what is his promise for you in this situation? He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He'll be there all the way along, and he'll be leading and guiding you out into something more amazing. And just think about it for a minute. If you think back and look at all the different things that have happened in your life, I've heard so many stories from people that have said, well, we lost our job and we lost everything in a flood or something like that, and we had to move here and we had to go there, and it wasn't fun, it wasn't comfortable, or we had a divorce or something, and it was a whole new place that you were moved into. But if you hadn't had that happen, where would you be now? You wouldn't be where you are now, that you connected with people that you could minister to, or whatever amazing opportunities happen to you. So this is a way we learn, as we see God move in our life, that we can trust him no matter what it looks like in the eyes of our flesh, because we don't see what God sees.
Amen. Amen. He's always, you know, basically what Lois is saying, he's always working behind the scenes. He's always working in the supernatural. And even though you can't see everything that's going on in the natural, as a matter of fact, you don't, in the natural, most of the time, nothing is happening to you. I mean, to your normal eye. But in the supernatural, God is always working. So if you've got your prayer request up to him, you just have to trust that when you prayed and asked for whatever it is you've asked for, that he went to work on it immediately. And as long as you don't cancel that prayer request out by speaking words of doubt against what you prayed for, God will bring it to you. He says here, you know, I've written down here how God guides and directs us. He says in Psalms 48:9-14, it says God promises to guide us all the way through our lives, you know, and that includes answering your prayers, watching out for you. Covers all of those areas. And the psalmist wrote, he said, for this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even to death. So He's saying here that he's going to be with you from the day that you come into this world until the day that you leave it. He's going to be here, and all we have to do, as Lois was saying, is that we have to trust him to be the one to guide us and not be led by what we're hearing or our neighbors or our friends. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And let me remind you again that you, those that are listening, that you're listening to Speak the Word Live today with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. My guest today is Lois Gallo, and we're talking about different subjects on how he answers our prayers and how to know God's will in certain situations. And so if you need prayer today in any situation concerning anything, please feel free to just pick up the telephone and give us a call today. We would love to hear from you. And I think you were going to say something.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing how God guides us and directs us. He uses all of our senses. He uses our love languages. He uses the way that we receive communication in many ways. And so some of these ways are through, of course, his word and the truth that we've already learned from the Bible. Even Jesus' life, an example of how Jesus handled different situations and his words to us. Of course, we have the Holy Spirit as a guide to go along with us, to teach us, instruct us, and empower us and work in us. And then there are different signs and wonders that appear, like the miracles. You know, that's what this book was based on that I wrote, The Miracles Zone, God at Work. Different miracles and signs. Even God can use actual signs.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wrote that through in my book, some stories about different signs, even billboards, different things that happen that God is confirming in your spirit what he's telling you. You know, one sign may not be the answer, but combined with two or three other things, that could be a confirming word.
And he's spoken to me through billboards.
Yeah. Me too. Every day he's speaking to me through something.
Yeah.
And nature and the lessons, the life lessons that we can learn from nature. You know, all through the Bible, God paints pictures of his love and the way he wants to work with people as he worked through the Israelites. And these were all faith pictures. You know, they're stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so God speaks to us in stories and symbolism throughout our life. You know, when I see different things in nature, you know, I'm a nature lover, and I love little critters. I love beautiful sunsets and just the amazingness of the feeling being out in God's creation. And there's so many little things that show up to me that reminds me of God's love. For example, one day my husband and I were canoeing down a rocky river out near Charlottesville and just having a delightful day. And I was feeling like I was in heaven already just being on the water because I love the water so much. But all these little dragonflies started flying around us. And I was thinking, oh, that is so cool. I love dragonflies. They're just the coolest creatures. And one of them sat on my arm, on my shoulder, where I was paddling, and it stayed there for 30 minutes. I was timing it. I couldn't believe that it had not flown off. 30 minutes. I mean, to me, that's a God kiss, you know, a little whisper. I love those things. So, you know, he speaks our love language. Like I said, that might not mean anything to you, but maybe there's a sign, or maybe somebody brings you a latte, or, you know, the boss gives you the afternoon off, or you get words of affirmation spoken, and you're acknowledged, or something special. And God can use all those to feed your spirit and give you exactly what you need at that moment.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was speaking, I have a guest staying with me for a few days, and a retired pastor, and the Lord spoke to me yesterday about old wineskins, new wine and old wineskins. And as I was praying and thanking him, and I had forgot, normally I write down everything and date everything that he gives me, and he's been bringing a lot of new things across my path lately, and bringing new resources and people and things to me. And so I was just thanking him for it. And he told me, he spoke to me yesterday morning, and he said he was putting, like, taking new wine and putting it into old wineskins. And so my guest this morning is that's staying with me, she was talking about something to do with wineskins this morning. And all he was doing really just through her was confirming what he had told me yesterday morning, you know, had placed in my spirit when I was giving him thanks. You know, when you're just, I say this to a lot of people, you know, if you will make 99% of your prayer time just thanking God, just thanking him, yes, and giving him the praise and giving him the glory, mm-hmm, for what he's already done, you know, and what he's doing, then most of the time you really won't even have to ask for the rest of the things that you need, because he's going to give you that. I mean, it's just going to show up.
That's right. It's getting an agreement with God.
It is.
And thanking him and having that atmosphere. What if,
an attitude of appreciation.
Yes. Yes. If someone gives you a gift, you know, what if they write you a check and they give you that as a gift? You could say, thank you so much. And you know that you've already received the money. It's in the bank, but you haven't actually touched that money yet. So that's kind of like it is in some instances with our prayer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where we just receive it. We thank God for it. We know it's there already. It's in God's bank for us for the exact time that we need it. So, you know, if we kept saying to that person that gave us the check, man, I really need money. You know, please give me some money. Give me some money, you know, because we haven't seen it in the flesh. We've only seen that check, which is a promise for the money.
You know, that's true.
That's how it works a lot of
times.
Well,
that's true. And that's what the Lord tells us about faith, you know. In Hebrews 11:1, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So a lot of people apparently don't understand that verse, because when they're praying and asking for something, because they don't see anything immediately, they don't have the faith to continue to believe for it, when the Bible strictly says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So if you're praying for a financial breakthrough today, or if you're praying for some part of your body that's sick to be healed, you need to pray over yourself, lay hands on yourself, pray over that, whatever that is, lay your hands on your bills or your body, whatever the need is today, and pray and believe that when you pray that he heard you, that he hears you, and that he's going to act. Even if the next day you still don't see any evidence of that, you still continue to say, Lord, I just thank you that when I prayed over my finances, when I laid my hands on them, and when I did whatever, you know, the word says do, I thank you that you heard my prayer and that you hear me always and that you always answer. And even though I'm not seeing anything in the natural, I know that in the supernatural that you're working. And so I'm not going to be moved by what I feel and what I see. I'm only going to be moved by what I believe. And I believe that when I prayed, you heard me. And so this is what you have to do. But I find, Lois, that 9 out of 10 people don't do that the next day or 2 days later. They will speak negative. They'll say, well, I thought that when I prayed, you know, that God heard me, but apparently he didn't, because actually instead of this being taken care of, it has gotten worse, whether it's in the finances or the sickness in the body, maybe the pain increased or whatever. And so they begin to speak out of their mouth. They begin to prophesy unbelief.
Yes.
And when they prophesy unbelief, what they don't realize they're doing, Lois, is that they're counseling out their prayer. And so now, unless you repent and, you know, and say, Lord, I repent for my unbelief, and I'm sorry. I ask you to please forgive me, and pray the prayer over again, because you have to pray it over again, because your unbelief that you spoke canceled that prayer out, and it's not going to come unless you repent and pray the prayer again.
Yes, we do really have to get in agreement with him. A lot of times we think our prayers to God depend on us. That they depend on our actions and our faith and all the things that we do. And to a degree, they do, but really it depends on God. I mean, do you believe God can do this? Yes, he can. And will he? Well, it doesn't depend on how much we think he loves us, because he loves us unconditionally.
Absolutely.
There's nothing we can do that's going to make him love us more, and there's nothing we could ever do that could make him love us less. I mean, he loves us. He is love. So, you know, that's the way it is. But we need to do those prophetic acts of faith and confessing with our mouth and saying, no, I'm not going to be distracted by what things said. If God's spoken to me and he said, yes, I'm doing this, I'm healing this area of your life, whatever it is, no matter what it looks like, then every time something comes up and that we think about it in our mind, or something comes against it where it seems to be getting worse, they say, nope, God, you promised. And you remind God of your promise. And it's not that God needs to be reminded, but we need to be reminded. That's why we have to say, yes, God, I remember this promise. And here it is. It's going to be done. You spoke it in my spirit. I know it's going to be done. It's in your word. It's good. So I'm holding on to this. And when you hold on to it, it will be done. It doesn't matter how long it takes, it will be done. If you have that attitude, like you said, of thanksgiving and praise, you know, just, it's really about our relationship with God. You know, that's what our
whole
life is about.
That's the main thing, is just having a relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
It is.
Whether he does amazing miracles in our life or whether we just maintain where we are, whatever, if we're just happy with who God is and the intimate relationship we can have with him and the love that he shows us, then our life is already amazing. We don't need all the other things, but even though we ask and he promises to give it to us. So, you know, what's the worst case scenario? We have a love relationship with God, right? We're getting to know him more as we walk through life with him, and we're understanding more facets of him as we have these challenges to bring him to
that's
him.
True. You know? That's true. You know, we were talking earlier, you know, about how God guides us and leads us. He tells us over in James chapter 1, verse 5, he says, if anyone likes wisdom, and I think this is an awesome prayer. Lois and I was talking mm-hmm. about that earlier. I said a lot of times our prayer is that we just need wisdom
yes.
to know how to react in certain situations. And if we just get the wisdom from God, that's really would take care, you know, of answering the prayer. But he says here, if anyone likes wisdom, just ask. And Psalms 31:3 says, for you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, he says, you will lead me and you will guide me. I like this analogy, Lois. He said, you know, that most of us do have GPS systems on our smartphones, or we got them on our vehicles. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. I used mine coming over here to Norfolk today. And we take a wrong turn, you know, it reroutes us, you know. I think they don't say so much recalculating anymore, but it's rerouting you. But the main thing is that amazes me is that it always knows where you are.
Yes.
And it never gives up. I mean, it just, you know, it never gets up until you reach your destination. You can ignore it or yeah. you can switch it off. But if you follow it, it makes your trip a lot more enjoyable. It makes it more peaceful. And you may not get there in the same route that you would have taken. It might take you a little bit longer, but you will get there. Eventually, if you will follow that. And I think this is, you will eventually reach that. And I realize it's not a perfect analogy, for our Father is not a machine, but he's a real person who is with us on our journey. And God wants to, as Lois was saying, we were talking, communicate with us. And he, you know, and he's promised to guide us, but he's going to be with us to the final destination, you know, from the time we're born until the day we go home to be with him. His promise is that he's going to guide us and direct our steps. He said he directs the steps of the righteous man. So if God is directing your steps, then a prayer that you could pray would be, Lord, I thank you that you're directing my steps today, that you're guiding me. Yes. And since you're directing my steps, I declare I shall always be in the right place at the right time. You know, so what we're doing is we're praying and we're giving God back his word, you know, and he has sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide, according to John 14:17. And we were talking earlier, you know, about how he answers prayers in Matthew 7. He says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Psalms 91 says, he will call upon me and I will answer him. So he's just waiting, saints, for us to call upon him. You know, he's just anxiously waiting to hear from you.
Yes, and God answers our prayers in so many different ways. Like I said, he speaks our love language, and he answers that way. But one of the ways he answers is through other people. You know, I can think of so many times in my life, and I wrote about that in the Miracle Zone God at Work book, about different times when I had some financial challenges, and he always provided exactly what I needed, exactly at the right time, all throughout my college years, and that was totally amazing to me. And I remember there was one time when I was a child when I learned that how God is our provider and he is so faithful. You know, one day we all sat down for dinner, and we had there was five children and my parents, and we had just exhausted everything. I mean, we had gone through all the dried beans, we had gone through, we were down to sugar water, and we had just used up the last of that at one lean part in our life. But Dad always believed that God was our provider, and he said, you know, he has never failed us yet. He's always provided our three meals every day, so let's set the table and sit down and thank him. So we all sat down and prayed and thanked God for his provision, and then we just looked up and looked around at each other, and we're laughing and talking, and then a knock came on the door, not 30 seconds later, and it was a lady who had a big basket full of fresh produce out of her garden and a couple of grocery bags of things. And I mean, how perfect an illustration, how faith-building is that for a child and all of the children to say, wow, God has never failed us. He never will. And what a testimony, you know. But if we didn't get to that point, if we didn't test him, if we didn't believe and thank and ask, we never would have maybe got to see that answer. You know, and we can be angels to other people. We can be walking angels in answering prayers to other people. Sometimes people just need an encouraging word, mm-hmm. a hug. Sometimes,
absolutely.
You know, people's probably spoken to you to say, give that person $20 or, you know, take that person, offer them a ride or invite them to something or do something. And that's exactly what they needed. You know, even a lot of times it happens to me where I'll wake up in the middle of the night and someone's name that I haven't thought of for years is on my mind. I know I have to pray for that person. And then oftentimes I will call that person the next day or they'll call me out of the blue. You know, it's wild how God connects us all and helps us all. You know, that type
of thing. He uses the Holy Spirit to work through us. He's working through us. He uses his angelic forces, the angels. And he said, you know, in his word to be... pay attention to who you entertain, he says, because you may be entertaining angels unaware.
Yes.
And I not going into a lot of my experiences today. We're going to talk a lot about Lois's, but I have so many testimonies where angels have actually intervened in my life, mm-hmm. and I believe I've actually spoken to them, and they have given me directions, you know, when I needed direction, when I was in a really dangerous place, a dangerous situation, that the angels showed up and guided me
yes.
out, and how they protected me, even in my car, from being killed. And so in the natural, when these things take place, a person can't believe that that actually took place and you didn't get a scratch nor your car.
Yes, yes.
You know, but actually, you know, it's like the time the deer hit me and he came across the,
wow.
on the interstate and came across my windshield, and poof, and I saw this little silver thing under his brown fur, and... but anyway, I couldn't stop. I knew he was coming. Mm-hmm. I saw the Lord told me he was coming. I looked and I saw him coming. And I finally got the car slowed down a little bit, but not enough. He hit me. I hit him head on the interstate.
Wow.
And I finally got slow enough so I could pull over, and I went back to look for the deer. Well, I couldn't see the deer. But I did find I have a Jaguar, so we had a little Roadrunner, mm-hmm. a little emblem on the front of the car. And apparently when he hit it, he broke, popped the thing, and he slid all the way across my car, across my windshield, and hit it. You know, I hit him head on. But the deer wasn't hurt because I couldn't find the deer. And there wasn't a scratch on my car.
Wow.
You know, and
incredible.
So you know that God intervened. You know
yes.
that it was his angels. I mean, you just don't hit a deer.
That's right.
And not get a scratch on your car.
Right, right.
You know, or hurt yourself.
Usually,
you know.
It's a total kind of a situation.
It is, total. You know, and I think I read yeah. in one of your stories, you know, about the ice, the black
yeah,
ice,
yeah.
you know, how the Lord intervened, you know,
exactly.
and saved you.
Yeah, it was amazing because I was in a point in my life when I really was at a crossroads and I needed to make a major life decision. And so I took a trip up to Toronto to visit my family and just to hope to get some clarity and some support for the decision I felt that I should make, but I wasn't sure that I really wanted to make it or had to make it. So as I was coming back home, I hit a patch of black ice on the interstate, and this was like huge interstate. It was like six lanes on each side, and I was going, you know, the speed limit, if not a few miles over, in the far left fast lane, just getting comfortable there. But there must have been a little piece of black ice somewhere that I couldn't see, and it grabbed my car. I was driving a Jeep, and it made me swirl around across, like in a half a circle across six lanes of traffic. And all I could do is, when I knew I was sliding, is take my hands off the wheel and the brakes and the gas and just say, help me, Jesus, because I knew there was no way that I could do anything to get through this. There was cars all around me. So as I slid over to the other side, you know, it was, there was snow banks all along the side of the ramp. And it's like, oh my, how am I gonna, you know, survive this? Somehow or other, it felt like there must have been an angel that picked me up and got me safely through over there, through all the cars. There was no cars. As I looked around later, there was nobody wiping out and panicking, driving anywhere, no accidents anywhere around me, nothing. It was as if I just got picked up and put on the side of the road. Not only that, I was facing backwards on the side, and I was slowly, I was actually quickly moving towards where I saw a guardrail coming at me. And if I had hit that at full force, it could have sliced the vehicle in half. And so I was still praying, you know, okay, God, you got me through over here, but now I need help to not hit that. Well, I stopped about a foot from that. But I was jam-packed up in the snow. It was all under the wheel wells of my car. And I didn't have a shovel or anything to try to pull, get the snow out. I was digging with my bare hands to try to get it out. And so I said, okay, God, I need another angel. 20 minutes later, I had a roadside assistant guy showed up. And he pulled me out and, you know, helped me get out of the snow and everything. But I said, you have an impossible task. I don't know how you're going to get me turned around on this busy superhighway from backwards in the snow, in the lane here, with no acceleration lane to join all this fast-moving traffic. There's no way that you could turn me around that I could see. And he just sort of stroked his chin and said, I was looking at the challenge. And he said, well, I think I can do this. I'm not sure, but I'll have to try. And so immediately it just seemed like it was turned around. It was ready for me to drive off in. And here I was. No charge for me. This was the free road assistance service that the Ontario Toronto area had offered. So I had nothing out of my pocket to pay, and I was facing the right way. So now I said, okay, God, I got to get into this traffic again. So sure enough, all the traffic moved out of the way, and I got in there safely. And it's like, wow, God, you are really amazing. If you can do all this for me, then, and send your angels to protect me and turn me around, what else can you do with me as I walk through this next phase of my life? So that was the answer I needed here. So sometimes God needs to send us something to hit us over the head with a 2x4 to give us the answer.
Well, that's true. Sometimes send 2 or 3 angels down to hit you over the head.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, all of us want to know God's will for our lives. We want to know His will concerning major decisions in our lives, such as our career, what we should pursue. We want to know who we should marry or the place where we should live. I mean, there's so many things that people need guidance in. We need guidance on dozens of other daily decisions affecting our families, our finances, our time, so many things that we need His wisdom to do. But, you know, much of God's Word will be revealed in the commands and principles of His Word. And this is why it's so important that we spend a lot of time in His Word and walk in closely with our Father so that we can discern His guidance as we live in obedience of His Word, depending, of course, on the Holy Spirit. And I put in for emphasis here to meditate on His Word. Spend focused time in prayer and surrender your attitude. I think that's so important, is just to surrender your attitude and your personal desires to Him and just have a grateful attitude. But let me say this before we go to a break, is that nothing that you decide will surprise God, okay? Nothing you decide is ever going to surprise God. And Proverbs 16:9 said, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So nothing you can do, saints, is ever going to surprise God.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Joe of Speak the Word Ministry, inviting you to join me every first Wednesday of the month at the Cape Henry Church, located at 2961 Shore Drive in Virginia Beach at 7 p.m. The Lord has impressed upon me that so many believers don't recognize the importance of the words coming out of their mouths and that Satan uses your words against you. But you must realize, saints, that your voice is the most influential voice in your life. And if you've been wondering or asking God why you've not received answers to your prayers, then you need to come and hear how Satan's been using and twisting your words against you and how your prayers are being canceled. The location again is Cape Henry Church, located at 2961 Shore Drive in Virginia Beach. The time again is 7 p.m., and it is the first Wednesday night of the month. And God bless you.
And welcome back. To those of you that may have just tuned in, you are listening to Speak the Word Live with Pastor Joe. Today, my guest is Lois Gallo. We have been talking about Miracle, her book that she had written, a lot of the things in it, Miracle Zone, God at Work. It's an awesome book. I haven't read the whole thing, but I have had the privilege of reading several chapters in it, and I think that once it's out, she hasn't totally completed it yet, but it'll be online at Amazon. You'll be able to purchase it there. But anyway, I just wanted to welcome you back and to remind you that this is a live program, call-in program. Just give us a call if you need prayer, or maybe you've been wrestling with some things in your life that you maybe need some guides, or maybe a prayer maybe giving you some direction in your life concerning, maybe concerning your marriage or your children or your finances or your health. But whatever prayer that you need, just give us a call here. Pick up the phone and call us at 757-222-3705. We would honor the opportunity to pray with you. So we can get back. Remember, as I said, nothing that you decide will ever surprise God, but just keep in mind that God is still in control. He's the one that's aligning it up. And so in order for Him to work in our lives, we must align ourselves up with Him. We must align our prayer request and up with His word. His word is His will for us. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And when we have peace about the answer that we believe He's giving us, that is a big thing. You know, if we're still worrying and wondering about it, either we haven't got ourselves lined up with God's word, or we're going in our own will, and our will is battling what God wants, and we know that. So something, if there's not peace there with the answer that you, in the direction that you feel God is giving you, then maybe it's something in you, or maybe it's not the right answer. So God can answer us in different ways. He can tell us to wait. He could tell us yes, go, or no, stop, or wait for something better. So there's a lot of different ways that He can speak to us. And He will find a way to communicate with you. And sometimes if you're not sure, there's no harm in stepping out with a step of faith in wherever you believe that He's calling you to the best of your ability. Because if you're not moving, He can't move you and redirect you. Sometimes that is what you need to do. It's like if the train hasn't left the station, it can't even get to its destination. If the plane doesn't leave the ground, it's not going to be able to get course corrected along the way. And God, we can trust Him to make sure that we get to the destiny and the purpose that He has for our lives and the places that He wants to speak to us and to bless us by, course correcting us along the way. If we get off the trail a little bit here and there, He's going to gradually and lovingly put us right back on the trail. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think one of the main things, Lois, is to just trust the Lord to keep us on the as you said, it's kind of hard to steer something that's sitting still.
Right.
You cannot steer a vehicle that's sitting still and you're parked in neutral or parked. You're going to have to take it out of neutral and put it in drive. And once you begin to take that step of faith, and I think it has a lot to do with just actually taking a step of faith in that direction, I have found, and I'm sure you have too, from the very beginning of my ministry, many years, that there was times that I really wasn't sure. I knew that the Lord was speaking to me and He was trying to give me some directions, but I really wasn't quite sure. I had narrowed it down to maybe one time like three things, but I really wasn't quite sure which way to go. Mm-hmm. But I really felt in my spirit that, hey, it's either this, A, B, C, or D. And so what I did, I just stepped out into one of the directions. As it turned out, it wasn't the direction, but I stepped out in that direction and was making an effort to go minister to this place. But as soon as I did, the Lord placed it in my spirit where he wanted me to go. And he spoke very clearly and gave me direction on where I was supposed to go. But I don't believe if I had not have taken the step of faith and gone, either one of those would have been good. So neither one was bad. It's just I didn't know which way he wanted me to go. So either one, like I said, would have been good. And sometimes you have choices where maybe they're all good choices. And then again, maybe there's some that look better than others, and maybe some aren't so good. But if you will, or maybe they are good, but maybe in your mind or in the natural, maybe they don't look good. But if you'll take a step of faith and step out, God will take over, and he will get you on the right path. He's not going to leave you out there hanging.
Yes, it's amazing how he guides us just by simple little acts of faith. When we learn to listen to him, that is the key. You know, we have to, it all goes back to that intimate relationship with God. If we learn to hear his voice and to see where he is working already and get with his program instead of asking him to bless our program, but to make sure we're on the same page with him, then as we step out, as he'll whisper to us things, you know, he'll nudge us, he'll put feelings in our spirit, he'll put images in our mind and things that we know, you know, and plus the word confirms that, you know, so all of that works together to guide us and direct us to where we need to go. And, you know, just like how we met, you know, I was looking for direction in ministry and where do you want me, God, and what do you want me to be doing? And so then we met one day and we immediately just sort of had a connection. It was a God connection, truly was. And then now here I am on the radio and I'm able to talk about the book that God has since raised up in me and allowed me to finally complete and finish. And so that was my step of faith and obedience on where is this going to lead? And who knows where it's going to lead? I don't know, but I'm just obeying.
But this is true, but you have divine connections all the time. And you're talking about making decisions. It kind of brought to my remembrance. I had a phone call last week, the person, one of my partners in another state, and I'm sure he might be even listening today, so he'll probably know who I'm talking about, but he lives in a different state and down in North Carolina, and he's been looking for a church, and he hasn't been able to find one, and so he started going to one, and so I received a phone call from him telling me that he thinks he's found a church and everything. And so I thought that I was really excited for him. I told him I thought that was really good. And I said, I know that you've been giving your tithes and offerings and to Speak the Word ministry. And I really, you know, we really appreciate that. I really appreciate your support. I said, but keep in mind when you do join the church that your tithes should go to the church. And if you want to give offerings to Speak the Word, we appreciate that too. But, you know, I wanted to remind him that's where they go. So anyway, he had been to the church, he says, a couple of times, and he was pretty sure that was the one that the Lord was speaking to him about. But then I received another phone call, which I have not had a chance to answer yet, return his call, that he realized that that was not the place. So sometimes, Lois, we think that he wouldn't know. He wouldn't have known, though, whether that was the right place or the wrong place had he not gone.
Right.
So he had to go, and go a few times to decide, hey, are they teaching a doctrine that, you know, are we on the same path spiritually?
Yes.
Are they speaking the doctrine that's going to minister to me on what I believe? You know, because every church is not on the same page with you.
Right.
And their doctrine is different, you know, and what I just consider God's doctrine is God's word. You know, I can remember when I first became a Christian, I was asked, I think my sister who'd been a Christian probably for 40 years, she asked me, she said, well, what's your doctrine? And I said, what do you mean? What's my doctrine? I didn't know what she was talking about when she was asking me, what's my doctrine? And I said, well, what do you mean? And she says, well, what does the church believe? What do you believe? And I said, well, I believe what God said. I believe in the Bible, you know. And she says, are they teaching that? And I said, she says, well, different churches have different doctrines. And I said, oh, well, I was a baby in the out of woods, and so I didn't really know what a doctrine was. So now I guess I should maybe rephrase that. Are they teaching God's word? Is it a faith-based church? Is it a spirit-filled church? Mm-hmm. And are they teaching God's word? And so that's all the doctrine that you need.
yes, for sure. Yeah, if your relationship, your love relationship with your Creator is moving ahead and being encouraged and sustained, and you're it's feeding your spirit, and you're hearing more and more every day from the Holy Spirit, then that is true, the nurturing of a true church, I believe.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know, I had written down here, prophetic acts, it's like when praying the prayer of faith and speaking out His will for you. Prophetic act can be powerful when it is inspired by the Holy Spirit and expressed with wisdom. Second Peter here, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 tells us, he says, "For no prophecy was ever brought about through human initiative, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." So the way I interpret this is, he's talking about the prophecy ever brought about through human initiative, that the Word of God, you know, when he tells us to, over in Corinthians, to desire above all the other gifts, you know, he's talking about all these other gifts, he says, but desire above all to prophesy. And to prophesy means to say the same thing, you know, that he is saying. So he's saying that my word was not brought on by human initiative, you know, but it was put there by the Holy Spirit. So when we're speaking, it's carried along, he said, by the Holy Spirit. So when we're speaking what God says, then we're aligning our prayer life and things up with what his word says.
Yeah, that's so important, to be aligned with God. You know, one of the, I'm always writing books, and so the next title that I've got for a book to write is Aligned for Blessings. And I believe that when we are lined up with God, with His Word and with His Spirit and with the actions flowing forth in our life, the good habits that He wants to instill in us that keep us close to Him, then our life is aligned for blessings. You know, and so we can do those prophetic acts of faith, trusting in God that He is going to carry. I mean, just like you were talking about earlier, when we're praying for a certain part of our body, to put our hands on there and to let God's, to imagine God's Spirit and power, healing power flowing through our hand, with bringing healing energy to that place. And even imagine how God uses all of our body parts to, you know, fight that disease or whatever it is, to recreate something if it needs to be recreated. We need to visualize, and that's part of the whole prophetic act is taking God's word literally and seeing, okay, if God is healing this part or this situation or whatever it is, how would that happen as far as you know, our body that He's created working for us, because He instills all that power in that or in any situations that we have.
That's true. Let me remind you, we have about looks like 5 or 6 minutes left here, so let me remind you that you've been listening to Speak the Word Live. This is a live program. We would love to hear from you, so give us a call at 757-222-3705. We'd love to hear from you. I'm sure you must have some questions, and if you do, we will do our best to answer them. We don't have all the answers, I can assure you of that, but we do know the one that does have all the answers. So I'm going to ask... we're going to talk just a little bit about faith in the last few minutes that we have left here. But I'm going to ask my guest, Lois, if she will give you some information on how you can get to her website to get any of her materials.
Yes, my website is everydayfaithlessons, everydayfaithlessons.com. And I have information on the book if you want to sign up for our pre-launch list, and we'll let you know when it's available on Amazon. There was information there. And there's also daily inspiration to inspire you. And, well, I don't always post every day, but the attitude of everyday faith lessons is that you need to develop the mind of Christ so that you can see God's lessons every day. He's always teaching us things. So I just feel led to share this verse with you. If you'll jot this down and keep it maybe on your fridge or on your mirror, that maybe this is something that you need to reflect and meditate on this week in regard to what we've been talking about, is Philippians 4, verses 4-9. This is kind of a formula that if you need more blessings in your life, this is going to help to transform your mind and to bring peace and God's blessings into your life. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then the meditation part is key in this verse here, 8. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things that you have learned and received and heard in me and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." So if we start only speaking out and thinking on those positive things, we are truly prophesying our life with getting in alignment and agreeing with God, aren't we, Pastor?
Amen, amen. I totally agree with you. You know, and I'd like to remind you that confessing God's word is the number one way to express your faith. It's as if you're trying to activate, get your faith activated or open the doors to the supernatural. The way you open up the door to the supernatural is by believing and then speaking. Speaking is going to activate your faith. And so you've got to believe it in your heart, as he says in Romans 10, to believe in your heart and speak it out of your mouth. And he also tells you in 10:8 that in Romans 10:8 that the word is nigh you. He says, even in your mouth. You know, so he says the word is nigh you, even in your mouth, and so you need to speak it out. In other words, you need to be confessing it. And also to remind you, too, that we can pray and ask God for anything as long as it lines up with his word. And if we ask in faith, he says he's going to give it to us. And before we leave, I would like to remind you, too, again, to join me on the first day of November, which will be next Wednesday, at the Cape Henry Church. It's located at 2961 Shore Drive. I will be there ministering. As a matter of fact, I'll be there the first Wednesday of the month, which this happens to be actually the first day of November, that I will be ministering there at Shore Drive in Virginia Beach, and the time is, we began at 7 p.m. I know the Lord always gives me an awesome word. We have some great praise and worship music. Our pastor is very prophetic, and I know that you would enjoy it. So I just want to remind you of that, and also to remind you to join me here every morning at WKQA Freedom 1110 for Speak the Word Live at 7:45 a.m. every morning. And I want to thank my guest, Lois, for being here with me today, and she's given you some instructions on how that you can get the get her book, Miracle Zone, God at Work. And like I said, I've had the privilege of reading some of it, so I know it's awesome. Just keep the faith and just trust that God is working in your life. And please don't base your prayers on what you feel and what you see. Your prayers have to be based on God's word and having faith in his word that he will do what he says he'll do.
Amen.
Okay. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Do you have any last minute words you'd like to say?
Well, I always like to say a blessing to people in my emails or just in conversation. And I tell people, instead of, you know, have a good day, I say, walk in your blessings.
Amen.
I don't say just be blessed or have a blessed day. I'd say we already are blessed.
That's true.
You know,
absolutely.
We need to walk in our blessings. Start Amen. Letting God give them to us. Say yes, God, and just take them and say thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us here again today on Speak the Word Live. And I want to thank Lois Gallo for being my guest today. And I know she'll be back with us. She's been with us before, and she'll be back. But thank you again for joining us. And I will see you again on the 8th of November. My guest will be Pastor Paul Trebus from the Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again. And God bless you. And as she says, walk in your blessings today.
You've been listening to Speak the Word Live with your host, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, and presented by Speak the Word Ministries. Feel free to contact the ministry toll-free at 855-505-2297. Speak the word.